If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God said, if you give up control, I can take it. He rejects the arrogant, but he embraces the humble. And there is nothing more humble than an attitude that says, God, I can't make it without you. That song, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, that's a song of affirmation. That's why we don't sing it much in the church today. Because it's a song that says, God, I don't know any other help. If you pull yourself away from me, where can I go? Oh, come on, give him a hallelujah. Now, it would seem that our concept of God is not equivalent to the biblical revelation of God. And that's why we struggle with doubt. There are people who have more faith in me in this church than they do God. Because you figure if I can get it to Bishop, if I can get it to him, he's going to fix it. There are people who don't like certain things, so they send me letters. And one person always said, I said, well, why do you send me the letter? Because you're the head. I said, I'm not the head. I'm just the responsible person. Jesus is the head of this church. And so Jesus says, I am come that you might have life. But how many of us are really living the abundant life? Matthew 12, verses 34 and 35. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So here we see a correlation, a connection, if you will, between the heart, the soul. Remember, heart and soul are synonymous. He said, and the mouth. What comes out of the abundance of the soul, the mouth will speak. And this is one of the principles I often teach the prophetic people when I'm dealing with the psychology of the prophet, that in many instances, what's coming out is not truly from God. It's from their own souls. You can form an opinion about somebody personally, and then in your spiritual time, you can assume that God is speaking to you about that person, when in reality, what you're doing is trying to validate your own selfish thoughts about that person. Then we cover it with, the Lord told me. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Lord may have told you something, but if your thoughts and your heart is not right towards that person, then you're going to hear it through improper channels. That means the word of the Lord can come to you completely from God, 100% from God, but then become convoluted, confused, and poisoned through a heart, a mind that is improperly driven. Let's say, for example, you want somebody else's spouse. And it happens, you know, you're human, it happens. And you say, boy, they sure are fine, and I'm attracted to them. That happens, okay? Now, you find yourself attracted to that person. The moment you become attracted to that person, the enemy will now start to bring you doubtful and negative things about that person's spouse. When Jesus talks about giving us a better life, he's talking about outlook as well. What good is it for you to put on clean clothes in a dirty body? Why quote the word of God out of a body that is still thinking dirty, and I don't mean sexually dirty. I mean dirty lifestyle. I mean dirty in the sense that the promises of God don't apply. I mean, well, I'm not good enough. Let me show you. Jesus, go to Numbers 11. I can show you, like Mama used to say, I can show you better than I can tell you. And you knew what that meant. It just meant she was going to show you. That's all. See, right away, your mind goes to, see, that meant she's going to beat you. No, it didn't. It just meant she was going to show you. See? Now, if you look in Numbers chapter 13, where did I tell you? Okay, go to 13. Don't pay no attention to what I say. Pay attention to what I say. Numbers 13. Verse 26, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to the congregation of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit. And they told him, Moses, they said, we came into the land that you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey, and this is the fruit. Nevertheless. All right, the people are strong that dwell in the land. Their cities are walled and very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak. And the Amalekites are in the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites, Amorites are in the mountains, and the Canaanites are by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and says, let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up says, number one, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. So number one, their perception is wrong. And where does perception come from? The mind. What is the mind? The mind is not the brain. The brain contains all of the controlling mechanisms of the body. We often think that the mind and the brain are synonymous, but they're not. The brain controls the apparatus that help you shape a mind. Okay? It's a response to what's been accumulated. Your mind is a response to what's been accumulated and what you believe. So when the Bible talks about those of you that are born again having a carnal mind, he says the carnal mind is an enemy of God. The King James says enmity. It's an enemy of God. He's not talking about your brain. Your brain is not an enemy of God. God uses your brain to provide the motor skills that you need, the fine motor skills to button buttons and zip zippers and push the buttons on your cell phone. Those are fine motor skills that are operated from your brain going down to the medulla oblongata, down through the spine and throughout all of the nerves in the body. So the brain is not at war with God, but the carnal mind is. And what is the carnal mind? The carnal mind simply evaluates and assesses everything that comes in physically. It is extremely impressionable by its environment. So this is why God says in 2 Corinthians 6, come out from among them and separate yourself and don't touch what's unclean. Why? Because it will cause you to form an unhealthy view of God. And at that point, your carnal mind is an enemy of God. So Jesus, again, Matthew 6, seek the kingdom. How does it work? Why are we still miserable in our Christian experience? Why doesn't the high of our service last me through the week? In most cases, if we're honest, it's gone by benediction. Jesus addresses this in Mark's gospel. He addresses it when he talks about the four types of ground. He says, there's the one that when the word is sown, the devil comes immediately and snatches it from you. That means there are some people that are hearing this word at 9:19, by 9:25, it's gone out of your mind. You're done. You've replaced it with Aunt Susie's coming over for dinner today, and I didn't thaw out that chicken. Then he says the second group, he said, those are the ones that hear the word of God. They receive it. They shout. They dance. They jump up. They scream. They're very demonstrative in their response. But he says later on, they become offended by something that God does or doesn't do. And they stop praying and they stop praising the Lord and they stop being that same way later on. Then he says there's the third group. He says they receive the word. He said, and that word gets inside of them, and they feel the inclination to change. He said, but later on, the thorns and the thistles that are residing inside of them, that's the bitterness and the hatred that you never deal with, the secret sins that you don't bring to God, the frustration that you feel and blame God for. He said that chokes the word, and it causes it to be unfruitful. Then the last one was the good ground. The word falls in, it brings forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. So one must ask, what type of hearer am I? And so here in Numbers, what does this tell us? Verse 31, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. Verse 31 is their first assessment. We are not able to go up against them because they are stronger than we are. How many times do we look at any type of situation contrary to our sphere of control and immediately declare we can't win? But we're dealing with an up God. This is why Jesus said, find out how the kingdom works. God would not tell us to do something that we didn't need his help to do. If we could do it without his help, then where's the glory? Again, if you understand anything about God, you will begin to realize that when a door is open for you to give, God is telling you that immediately behind it is coming supernatural supply.
We pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 800-869-1690. And when ordering, request ID number
10315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $7 and DVD for $12. Here at Bethel, we'd like to hear from you. To correspond with us directly, you may send emails to info@betheldeliverance.org or write to Bethel Deliverance International Church, 2901 West Sheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA 19095. For more information about Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church, visit betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
Exciting news. Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.